Well, we bring to the microphones right now Dr. John Whitcomb. Just recently, I read an article about Rosetta, a comet chaser. It's a some type of a space vehicle that has been sent out, and it's chasing comets, trying to get on the back and take a ride on a comet hundreds of millions of miles out there in space. So I thought I would talk with Dr. Whitcomb about this situation. A couple of questions. First of all, what is a comet? Remind us, somebody has said it's a dirty snowball. Would that be kind of an appropriate definition, or what is a comet?
Let's call it a dusty snowball, an enormous rock orbiting the solar system, swinging around the sun, and creating a huge tail that comes out the back. The tail is, of course, the evaporation of the ice on this comet. Sometimes the tail is almost 100 million miles long. Chunks of rock and ice that develop the tail of vapor that has been evaporated by the sun. An amazing phenomenon to see these comets circling around the solar system.
Are they rare? Are comets rare in our solar system today?
There are fewer and fewer comets. Why? Because every time they swing around the sun, they lose a portion of their physical structure that evaporates, as we just tried to explain. It's not easy to visualize this, is it? But fewer and fewer comets today. Back in Bible times, 3,000 years ago, when David looked up into the universe, there were a lot more comets then than there are now. He said, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man, that thou dost take thought of him?" Stars include all kinds of things out there now, don't they? The planets, yes. Asteroids, yes. Other stars and galaxies, planets. I say, Lord, amazing. And among those things that David saw, and earlier at the beginning of the world, many, many, many comets that now have disappeared totally and finally and forever. The solar system is decreasing in content and quality, just like the second law of thermodynamics predicts. This is the opposite of the theory of evolution. Things at the beginning were perfect, beautiful orbits around the solar system, these planets and moons. And I say, Lord, help me to understand that Jesus did all this. Yes, Psalm 113 says he had to humble himself to find the universe, but he had to humble himself to become a human being on this planet. This planet, the only inhabitable place in the universe, according to some Isaiah 45, is the place where Jesus, the creator of the comets and the moons and the planets and the stars and the galaxies, came down and humbled himself. According to the book of Philippians, he humbled himself and became a man to die for our sins on the cross and to rise triumphant from the grave. So when I see a comet, when I see a moon, when I see a star, I say, thank you, Jesus, for how great you are.
Amen and amen. Well, John, they're saying, the scientists are, that this robotic lander can do a soft landing, possibly on the back of this comet. And they say they believe that what the comet contains would be materials unchanged since the formation of the solar system so many years ago. Now, they say 4.6 billion years ago, but we know that's a very shorter time.
Right. And the shocking thing about this report from Germany, from the director of the program, is this awful statement. Are you ready? Rosetta, that's this space machine, is a unique mission, unique technologically, unique scientifically, now listen, and unique philosophically, because comets may be at the origin of who we are. Oh, really? You mean we came from dust that floated around the solar system and condensed and became people? How absolutely desperate is the absurdity of this claim. Anyone, according to the Bible, can see that we didn't come from something by chance through millions and billions of years. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your word on this subject. It was my privilege, Jimmy, to write the foreword to an excellent book on this subject by Donald B. DeYoung, a famous Christian astronomer, called Astronomy and the Bible. Maybe it'll be of interest to some people. BMH Books, Winona Lake, Indiana. When at nighttime we go out and look up and say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done.
The heavens declare his glory. Amen and hallelujah. Dr. John Whitcomb, our special broadcast partner. When I read the article, I knew I needed to talk with Dr. Whitcomb. John, thank you so very much, my good friend. Have a great weekend.
God be with you. Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy.